Greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I would just like to read a few verses. Acts chapter 5 and verse 29. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, "We ought to obey God rather than man." Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27, 28. "And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. And unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation." I come from a place called Bombay. I was raised in a Roman Catholic orphanage. It was a very strict upbringing because we were taught everything concerning the Roman Catholic traditions, etc. But when it was coming to me finishing my high school, I was given a choice, and I was so devoted. I was like, you know, not missing church every day. And I was inclined to become a priest, so much so that I gave my name up to continue and pursue my further studies into becoming a Catholic priest. But then, when it really came to that decision, I finally decided to opt out. But then, while I was in college, I had really a rough time enjoying the world and its pleasures, having a big gang of friends with me always. And there was a time when our brothers from the assembly would come and to my house and share the gospel and maybe share something from the scriptures at some times. But I was a rebel. I never liked anything. I completely held on to the traditions that I believed. And for some time, I would even take some of the comments that they would make and go back to my Catholic priest and come back and defend the Catholic traditions. But this went on for about 2 years in my college life. But there came a day when all my friends left me. And it was coming to the exams, and we knew very well that we were not prepared. We knew very well that we have wasted our time, and each one of us left everyone alone. And I was beginning to feel myself very empty and lost and lonely. By the time my eldest brother already got saved, and he was an active fellowship in the assembly, and I always used to look at him, but I never used to listen to what he used to preach or share from the scriptures. But then one day, when it was time for me to go with my neighbor for a movie, there was a tract on my desk. And that tract had shared the same verses that I just read on Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27. And I started to think about eternity. I started to think about, where would I be if I die? And I recall the words of my college teacher, who was actually the first person to share these verses to me. Her name was Lydia. And she told me, "If you die tonight, are you sure that you're going to be in heaven?" And I replied as a proud Catholic, saying that, yeah, you know, the Catholic Church assures you salvation. And if you're a member of the church, you would be in heaven. But she said to me, "By what authority?" And Acts chapter 5, when I started to search within my soul, anyway, I went for that meeting that day. It was 20 kilometers away from my house. And as I entered the hall, it was already packed, and there was, on the pulpit, Brother Michael Brown was preaching the gospel. And he read through these same verses again from Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27 and 28. And for the first time, I could see a clear distinction between what I was practicing as a Catholic for almost about 16, 17 years and the true gospel. I realized that there is something that I must have. There must be some assurance that I must have. There must be some authority that I must have in order that I might be saved and enter into eternity. But after the meeting was ended, I was very disturbed in my soul. I could not even await what he had told us was to go home and read the Gospel of John. And so I went back home and I started to read the Gospel of John, and I went on nonstop using my brother's Bible. And tears came to my eyes when I started reading, especially from the cross, from John 19 onwards. And I got a deep conviction of my sin. Next day morning, I went to the assembly elders and I told them what happened to me. And Lydia's father, who was the elder of the assembly there, read these same verses again to me and explained further to me. And that's that night, that evening I understood that all the traditions that I had been following was just man-made. They had no authority of God's word. And this is what the Apostle Peter, who the Catholic consider as the first pope, said: we ought to obey God rather than man. And that was the answer to all my problems and questions and doubts that I had about the traditions and the true gospel. And I went back home the next day, that evening, after listening to the word of God again, and I told my mother and my brothers that I'm no more going to come to the Catholic Church, because this is what I've experienced just the other day. But nevertheless, even though they were not happy with that thoughts and me leaving the church, but I started coming to the meetings. But the truth of the gospel grew and it was more evident and more real in my life. And I realized more and more as I read the scriptures, especially from the book of Hebrews and chapter 9, that man, being a sinner, is destined to die. And after that is the judgment, and the horror of that is so great, because there is no purgatory, there is nothing in between. It is after death is the judgment of God. No one can make any changes to this appointment. It can happen anytime, anywhere. And it happened approximately when I was thinking about these verses around the time when I got saved. My dear friend from my college had passed away in an accident. And I was beginning to think a lot about death and what's next and what's going to happen and am I going to be prepared to stand before my Creator. It doesn't matter. We all know that death has no, we would not know exactly that point of time. But it is an appointed time that we will stand before our Creator and give an account. Whatever thoughts that we produced in our minds, whatever words that we speak, whatever actions that we made, is going to be held accountable on that appointed time. And we cannot escape this. And the horror of this thought, that all my words, the filthy thoughts, the actions that I have done, is going to be brought into the light of God's judgment. And as you look into that verse, further down, the hope that is given for every man today, we see there from, as we read in Hebrews chapter 9, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. This is what the Lord Jesus Christ did first when he came down. He was offered to bear the sin of the whole human race. And unto them that look for him, this is his second coming, he will come not to save us from sin, but from the presence of sin into his presence. This is the wonderful good news that we have in the word of God. And so these verses were so profoundly expounded to me, and I really appreciate and thank the Lord for having mercy upon me as a poor sinner and revealing his love to me in the fullness of time.